Man, God's
Thanks.
Got a blessing.
Okay.
Today and every Sunday, you will come to find
yes.
out God's got a blessing for you. We welcome
yes.
each and every one of our worldwide church-going listeners, and thank you for being a part of the congregation today at the House of Let's Do It Radio on this fourth Sunday service, February 26, 2023. I am your hostess, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anais.co Designs, broadcasting to you none other than worldwide. How many of you in the listening audience knows what the blood of Jesus can do for you? Show me by commenting in the chat room or with a raise of hand, okay? I see you out there, worldwide listeners. I know I can't see you really, but you know, with your hands raised, but God knows. So nothing but the blood of Jesus can wash away my sins. And nothing but the blood of Jesus can make me whole again. Oh, so precious is that flow. That makes
yes.
me white as
white.
Snow. No other fount I know but nothing but the blood of Jesus. It was his precious blood that came tumbling down from the crown of his thorns, and when they pierced him in his side, John 19:34, but one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. Today, we will hear more about Christ's blood and how it works for us. So please put your hands together by giving Reverend Ron Marshall of the True Worshipers Ministry out of Little Rock, Arkansas, an arousing and spiritual warm welcome. So please put your hands together and so he can hear us.
God bless you all. God bless you all on this evening. Thank you. Thank you all for tuning in. And thank God for the marvelous opportunity that I can say something on his behalf and say something on Jesus' behalf while he's subduing the enemies of God up under him. Thankful for all of the ministers on the phone and then all of those that are listening out in the radio audience. I'm grateful. Yes. I feel good about what God is doing. And I'm thankful the way he's opened the eyes of my understanding to share with you all that your eyes might be open and you may be enlightened a little more about what he says in the word of the Lord and what his blood is doing right now in 2023. God bless you all.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're going to have a song, He is Real in My Soul, and that is also sung by Reverend Ronnie Marshall. Then we will have a scripture, and we will have invocational prayer, and then scripture. Then we're going to hear about Reverend Ron. So we will have invocational prayer.
Amen.
Dr. Luma.
Oh, I thought I was doing the scripture. Okay.
Okay.
Good evening.
Yes. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Pastor Betty. I'm sorry. I didn't know she was still with us. She's still with us, Pastor Betty?
I am.
Okay.
Shall we?
Okay.
Eternal and Most High God, we come to you tonight, Lord God, to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all of the praise. We come before thy holy throne as humble as we know how. We come, Lord God, with bowed hearts and bowed heads and some, Lord God, on bended knees to give you glory. We thank you, Father God, for another day's journey. This is the day that you have made, and we will continually rejoice in it and be glad. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to come together once again to glorify and to magnify your holy, your mighty, and your magnificent name. We acknowledge tonight, Lord God, that without you we can do nothing, but that through you all things are possible, Lord God. It is in you, O Lord God, that we live, we breathe, and we have our very being, Lord Jesus. As we come tonight, Lord God, we petition your holy and your mighty, your matchless throne, Lord God. We ask the Lord God, to remove the scales from the people's eyes that they may see what the Spirit is saying to them. Remove their ears, Lord God. Lord God, create a clean heart. Renew their spirit, their mind, their body, and their soul. We energize them. We focus them, Lord God. That someone may come tonight, Lord God, saying, what must I do to be saved?
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your goodness, Lord God, that is always present with us. We glorify thy holy, thy mighty, thy matchless, thy magnificent name in all the heaven and all the earth, Lord God. And, Lord, we come tonight to thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done, all that you're doing, and all that you'll continue to do as we continue, Lord God, to work in the vineyard, to father your kingdom for your name's sake. And it's in Jesus' mighty name that we pray. And we all say amen.
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 Yes. Scripture is 2 Corinthians 3 and 17. Mm-hmm. And let's see, Isaiah 11 and 2. Second Corinthians 3:17 reads, "Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom."
Yes.
"There is liberty." Isaiah 11:2 reads, "And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of the word. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes. Thank you. Well, many of you, as long as you've been with us, have heard Reverend Ronnie Marshall. He is the pastor for the True Worshipers Ministry out of Little Rock, Arkansas. He is a man of God who is soft-spoken and has been what we call a national ambassador for Christ. He's been more than a national ambassador for Christ. He's been a mouthpiece for Christ. So no matter where you go, he's going to come with Christ on his lips. He always has a word from on high. He has a word of God. He's very eloquent in his words. Sometimes we'll be on the phone and we'll be laughing because of the things that he says, particularly. And I'd be cracking up just like, "Reverend, what did you just say? Particular what?" So, and when we first met, it's like, "Rev, I don't know what you just said. You got to break down those words because I'm sorry. I don't know what you just said, but you got to break those words down for the common people like me." And so we've had a very good understanding and a very good camaraderie going back and forth. But most of all, he has many attributes as a singer, songwriter, guitar player, recording artist, and TV producer, which he's coming out with a Netflix documentary very soon. And his following albums are entitled The Praying Man, The Praise God, and the Don't Turn Away From God albums, as well as a video soundtrack for Don't Turn Away From God. But his newest creation is Jesus Can Make You Whole. Yes, we're going to hear that. But I want you to know that Reverend Ron is a man of God, and he will never back down. He's very strong in his words for God, with God, from the Bible, and particularly, as he says, you know, being a spokesperson for God. So so after we hear Jesus Can Make You Whole, it's going to be in the hands of Reverend Ronnie Marshall for our sermon today. I'm going to let him tell you what the sermon is and where it's coming from. So get your Bibles out, get your words out, get your swords out, and be ready to hear what he has to say after Jesus Can Make You Whole.
Amen.
Jesus can make you whole. He can wash your spotty soul. Jesus do one. Well, Jesus can make you whole. Jesus can make you whole. Can wash your spotty soul. Jesus do one. Jesus can make you whole. Jesus can make you whole. Now he can wash your spotty soul. Well, Jesus can make you whole. If you feel down and out, there's no reason to doubt. Jesus the one. Jesus can make you whole. Jesus can make you whole. Now he can wash your spotty soul. Well, Jesus can make you whole. If you feel down and out, there's no reason to doubt. Jesus the one. Well, Jesus can make you whole. Hey, Jesus can make you whole. Now he can wash his body so. Well, Jesus can make you whole. Jesus can make you whole. He can wash his body so. Jesus do one. Well, Jesus can make you whole. Hey, Jesus can make you whole. Now he can wash his body so. Well, Jesus can make you whole. I think I'll tell now the world, every man, boy, and girl, Jesus do one. Well, Jesus can make you whole. I think I'll tell now the world, every man, boy, and girl, Jesus do one. Well, Jesus can make you whole. Yeah, Jesus can make you whole. Now he can wash his body so whole. Jesus can make you whole.
There is safety, so it's a joy to have you with us on this evening. And to all of the listeners out there in the radio audience, on your computer, however way that we come into your hearings, we are grateful this evening to do so, and thank God for the marvelous opportunity to share with you this evening. Now, I want to share what he's been pressed upon me to share with you. If you would be kind and generous enough to turn your Bibles to Hebrew, the 9th chapter, and I'll start reading here at the 14th verse, but I'm going to read just above it, the 13th, and then I'll read into the 14th verse. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of an heifer sprinklings the unclean sanctified to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? I'm going to stop right there.
Oh.
And for a subject tonight, the blood of Jesus is still at work for us.
Oh.
The blood of Jesus is still at work for us. The body of Christ, and for all of those that are not a part of the body, that will come. Some of other religions, some of other faiths. But every knee shall bow, the Bible says, and every tongue shall confess. So wherever you are at this point, because it's predestinated for your life to be as unto the Creator in which he desires, you shall come to. And we await your coming, but we want you to know that the blood of Jesus is at work for you. Even though you might be out, the blood of Jesus is working for you, so you'll soon be in. Don't worry about it. Amen. Now here in the book of Hebrews, we find here in this ninth chapter that they had ordinance. They had orders. They had ceremonious practice. And it was all at that particular time under the law for the glory of God. But it was a tabernacle made by hands, mimicking the Spirit of God. Well, in the sanctuary, they had the candlesticks, and they had the altar where they offered service of oblations. And then they had the holiest of holiests, where the priests went in once a year to offer sacrifice for himself and for the sins of the people. But in so doing, we find out that the ordinance that they had under the law could not make the commerce perfect in their conscience. In other words, the oblations of the pigeons and the doves and all of the spotless animals that they would sacrifice unto God for the transgressions of mankind, their oblations could not make the commons, the people that came, couldn't purge their conscience. So therefore, they could not live the way God wanted them to live because their conscience was still seared, and the devil used their conscience to go contrary to Scripture. That's why Israel was noted as a backsliding heifer, always backsliding. But thank God, when Jesus came on the scene, well, his blood, okay, because they did use the oblation under the ordinance of the law to cleanse the flesh. That was the only way. When the man or woman had transgressed, then the priest had to use some kind of animal, spotless animal, to offer up a sacrifice for them, so that they would get forgiveness of the sin, and then they could move on in their conscience. Well, the Bible tells us, yeah, if the oblations could sanctify the flesh to purification, well, then how much more, he said, in the 14th verse here, that the blood of Jesus could purge a man's conscience or a woman's conscience. You see, Jesus, the priest had to practice his ways once a year. But Jesus went in one time, and that was for all and forever. He don't have to repeat what he did as the priest under the law had to repeat
every year. Jesus went in once and for all, and he made the covenant clear that he have sanctified us to a holy people. Well, some people say, well, what is the blood of Jesus actually doing in 2023 in this modernistic world, in this civilized life, when man has come up with all kind of devices, and Romans the first chapter called it witty inventions. They've come up with all kind of devices and vices, just creating, creating, creating. But then they do not recognize the Creator. That's where the problem starts. When they know that it's God, they refuse to acknowledge him as God. But going about to say that it is me, establishing their own footprint in the sand, as they say, but not knowing that everything starts with God. When he was in Genesis, then walked to Revelation, created us, and told us to act out everything. Jesus' blood went to work when he looked down and God didn't see nobody, looked around and nobody was capable of coming down here, sacrificing themselves so that mankind could be forgiven for their many sins. Generations and generations and generations, men had become so sinful under the law until God would have killed them if it wasn't for Moses standing in the gap for them. Mm-hmm. Well, when Jesus' blood began to work, when God looked around, Jesus said, I'll go down and I'll be the propitiation for mankind. I'll go down and I'll demonstrate to them and I'll express you in every way. So Jesus takes off and he comes down to the earth. And you know the immaculate birth of Jesus through Mary and Joseph. And then after that, growing up and becoming a teacher in the Jews at an early age in life, because the blood was at work then when he was walking the earth. But it really became a hero for us, if I could say that, when Jesus died on the cross. When he died on the cross and his blood rolled down, that was for the remission of sin of so many. Multitudes and multitudes and races of all ethnicities of all kinds and people of all faith came from everywhere. Well, they could be washed and they could be made whole with the blood of Jesus. Now, here in this modernistic time we have, the blood is working for us because Jesus' blood is a defense to the things that we don't see. His blood is a defense for us and is a covering for us that we are separated from the evil one and he can't touch us without permission from God. Now, the blood is at work today. Jesus' blood is at work today because the Bible declares he's subduing the enemies of God upon the earth. Some people say, well, who is the enemies of God? The enemies of God is the magistrate that Jesus experienced when he was here upon the earth. The system that was, the leaders and the councils that oppose God and oppose the power of this invisible God, because men in their carnalistic mind, in their humanistic way, do not want people, the populace, to believe in the invisible God, but they want to believe them to believe in their humanistic structure, which we were delivered out of the humanistic structure when the law was abolished. In other words, the blood of Jesus is changing things around right before our eyes because He's making the tail be the head. He's making the boroughs be the lenders.
Mm.
He's causing his people that were last to be first. His blood is at work because he's changing concepts in the people's minds. He's taking the very people that say they oppose him. God is taking his people, using them, Jesus' blood. Jesus is using them by his spirit, and they are confounding the very people that say they was most knowledgeable upon the earth.
Uh-huh.
And he said he would take the foolish things to confound the wise. So
he
what
did.
They call foolish, what they call foolish, God giving us strength to call those things that are not as though they were. When we speak that among those that oppose God, they have a problem with that saying.
Yes, Lord.
They say, how you just gonna say something and things happen because you say it? Well, it's no longer I that's doing the talk. You could approach me like that when I was under the law mentally.
Mm-hmm.
In this world that we live in, when we were sometimes alienated from the grace of God, but he brought us in. Thank you. Engulfed us in. Thank the Lord. But I'm saying the men and the women that oppose God here on the earth, they say to us the things that we speak and we believe as children of God, they call it foolishness until they come under condemnation by the deceiver and who they are believing in.
Yes, Lord.
Now, when they come under condemnation by the deceiver who tells them, you don't really believe in no God that you can't see. He ain't no shepherd to you when you got bills and you need. He ain't gonna come through and raise nobody from the dead. They dead.
Mm.
This is the opposer, and these are the people that impose upon the innocent population that want to know God. They tell them, say, you don't have to know God. Even the people that are believers already, some of them have been disturbed. Now, the devil can't fool the very elect because the blood of Jesus covered the very elect.
Right.
But he would fool some of the church people if it was possible.
Yeah.
But the blood of Jesus
covers.
Amen. It covers us. It keeps us. It's just like the protector when Moses was under the law in Egypt when they painted the blood up on the door. Well, Jesus' blood is over us. That's our covering. That's the spirit. That's what people see that draw them to us that they may learn of our discipline and our character.
Mm.
Holy, perfect, and righteous. The blood of Jesus is working for us because he's subduing the enemies of God, those that oppose God. He's making the atheist shame. He's making, he's turning around all of the occults. He's letting them know that they are being exposed as a cult. God is, Jesus' blood is exposing all of the enemies of God, all of the enemies that was of the cross and all of the magistrates and all of the unjust laws and all that the system have to oppress and depress people is being exposed mightily. Why? Because the blood of Jesus is at work for us. And he's going to be, the Bible says, he shall be like a furnace fire consumed by the spirit of his mouth, the Bible says. The enemy of God and the enemy of the children of God. So that's why we must be clear within our minds and our conscience. Notice here it says that Jesus' blood would purge our conscience. Now the conscience in our brain and in our mind, the conscience is it's analytical. And when I use the word analytical, I'm simply saying it analyzes.
Yeah.
Okay?
Breaks it down.
Our conscience analyzes.
Yes. That's right.
This, the things, the experiences
mm-hmm.
we've had in our life in the past,
yes,
up until
Lord.
Now. Up until now. Yeah. Sometime when we are not in the spirit as we should be constantly,
uh-huh.
the enemy can play with our conscience by old sensations of the past.
Yeah.
Old excitements. Old bad experiences, night experiences
oh,
in our life.
Yes, yes
he
Lord.
He can bring that up in our conscience if we give him space and place.
Mm.
But if we resist it, but if we resist him, if
yep.
we plead the blood upon the enemy who's trying to filtrate our conscience from righteousness
yep.
to unrighteousness, then the blood of Jesus lifts up that standard against him.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you start hearing the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, start speaking out the scripture that you have studied and that's laying there in your brain. The Holy Spirit starts pulling up the scriptures. God, would the devil try to project fear because of something that you went through a long time ago? God delivered you out of it, but he want to reoccur it in your mind to make you be fearful that this thing is going to take over you again. Well, the blood of Jesus lifts up a standard, and then that's when the Holy Ghost starts repeating to you, regurgitating to you the scripture that you've read and stored in your brains. That's when the Holy Ghost will say, when the devil try to make you fear, the Holy Ghost will say, God has not given you the spirit of fear. When the devil try to make you think everything will fall apart, the Bible says, all things God has given to us. When the devil come in and he try to confuse your mind, when you're not praying as you should, and when you're not communing with God as you should, he'll try to confuse your mind with worldly knowledge. He'll try to make you think the worldly knowledge is more important in your mind today in this civilized life than the word of God. Then that's when the Holy Ghost will regurgitate, will bring back up to your mind, thou shalt not serve no other God, neither shall have thou have no other God before the true and living God, and no other God shall thou serve. The whole Jesus' blood is still at work and very intricate in our daily lives. And without him, without the blood, without the spirit of truth, then the scripture come alive when the devils, when Jesus told the disciples, he said, Lucifer wished to sift you like wheat. He said, but I prayed for you. Jesus said, I prayed for you. Now he's a mediator between us and God right now. He's an advocate for us, and his blood is the keeper of our souls. Amen. His blood is at work. When he gives us to be a witness, are we witness to somebody who's lost and they change? Jesus' blood is at work. When the laws that the lawmakers make that are crucial and cruel towards
mm-hmm.
us, Jesus steps in. His blood prevents the law from passing on the
yes.
floor of kindness.
Hallelujah.
His blood is at work. Amen.
Yeah.
When he take a bunch of people that's been
mm-hmm.
blinded by the god of darkness of this world,
oh,
don't
yes.
know they work, don't know they value, been deceived that they are slaves and they are this and they are that, not knowing and not understanding that God made us in his image.
Image.
And in the image of God, we was created and in his likeness. So therefore, the blood of Jesus is at work when our eyes pop open from imprisonation of our conscience, of old sensation, and bring us into the reality that the God we serve, he's placed us far above our enemy. And that was by the blood of Jesus. We stand in the power that we walk in, that we talk in, we exist in, because of the blood of Jesus. Is that word? The blood of Jesus will never lose his power. It will never lose its power. It works in Africa. It works in China. It works in Japan. It works in London, England. It works in Italy. Everywhere the righteous are, the blood of Jesus is working today on his behalf. And he'll come into our minds even when the devil tries to make us think that we don't have enough knowledge to function at the top of this humanistic world. Jesus will come in and he'll tell us, with the Spirit will tell us, God has given you all things and dominion and power over everything that exists. Why? Because the blood of Jesus came to be the propitiation for mankind. He is the elimination of the transgressions in our countries from the past. The blood of Jesus is working because it's yet healing those that need healing. The blood of Jesus is still at work because it's steady delivering those that need deliverance. The blood of Jesus is still at work, for he's taken the poverty and the most impoverished people and turning them into millionaires. Why? Because his blood is at work, and the scripture must be fulfilled when God said, I am God, and there's no other God beside me, and he has predestinated us. And that's why the blood works for us, because Jesus wants us to keep in keeping of what God wishes was. That's what he told the people when he was here on the earth. He said, listen, I came to do my Father's will. I come now in the volume of the book. He told them, he said, no. He said, no, it's not about your practicalities, your logic. It's not about that. He said, it's about my Father's will. And God has predestinated that the people that he created here on the earth in these bodies, instrument of expressions. He predestinated that we take on his holy and perfect and righteous character. And the blood of Jesus is at work to see that happened, because the more we read, he opened our eyes. The more we pray, he give us strength to endure. The more we walk by the Spirit of the Lord, the more we become strong in our hearts, in our minds, in our confidence with God. Our faith increases. Why? Because the blood of Jesus has already confirmed us until the appearing of Christ. And we are kept by the power of God. The blood of Jesus is still at work. Now, what we desire to see happening as the people of God that we call justice and righteousness to go on in the earth where we here on the earth, it's going to happen. You know why? Because the blood of Jesus signified where two or three gather together in my name and they be with oneness. He said, whatsoever they ask, it shall be done. It's more than three people praying for justice upon the earth. It's more than three people praying for righteousness upon the earth. It's more than three people praying that God's deliverance would come over the minds of the people that don't know him, those that are fighting against him, that they change and understand that God is God and nothing will ever change with him. For he said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And what he's done in the past, guess what? He's got the same power to do it today. He's doing it through us. He's doing it through Christ Jesus, who he's given all power to. Jesus is subduing the enemies of God up under him. So the blood is at work because it's working through Jesus, through us. Why? Because he confirmed it. He said, it is done. He said, it is done. He said, I've overcame the world. It's done. I've overcame the magistrates. It's done. I've overcame the devil, death. I've overcame the grave. He said, I've overcame it all. I got all power over heaven and earth. The blood of Jesus is still working. Now, you know why I know it's working? I can feel him going through my body right now. I can feel the shivering of the spirit right this moment. Why? Because I'm talking about the blood. The blood, not of goats, not of heifers, not of the sheep. I'm talking about the blood of Jesus Christ that make it all of the enemies to bow down. I don't care what magistrate they're in. I don't care where they come from. The Bible say every king, every audience, every authority, every army, every lieutenant, he said, everything shall kneel. That's what he said. The blood of Jesus stopped time then, and it can stop time now. And it does stop time now. When you see people leave the earth, time just stops for them.
Yeah.
Brothers and sisters, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. The blood of Jesus confirms the scripture. He's at work for us. Look for a new day, people of God, because the blood of Jesus is working for you. Look for a new day. Look for a new train of thinking. Look for newness, the nuance of newness in every aspect of your life. Look for the newness of leaving the old path behind totally, and you walk it in the new creature of Christ Jesus. Look forward to it, not a year from now, not a week from now. Start looking right now, because the pathway has been cleaned with the blood of Jesus. Amen. Our conscience is no longer plagued with the failures of the past because of the blood of Jesus. Our mountains that we were trying to climb has been debased. You know why? Because the blood of Jesus has lifted us up above the mountain. You know, he's given us access to go freely and boldly before the throne of God. Remember, in the Old Testament, only the priest could go before the throne of God in the holiest of holies. But the blood of Jesus has caused us, gave us access to go boldly before the throne. So we can just talk to God. We can talk to God. The mediator between us and God is Jesus Christ the righteous. So all we got to do is look up toward him and speak to him, and he heareth us. The blood of Jesus opened our minds to the word of the Lord when he said the angels are encamped around the righteous. The blood is working on us in so many ways because it's giving us a liberty. The blood of Jesus is giving us liberty. Jesus is the great liberator. He's the great liberator. He's the only one that can liberate people's mind that has been bogged down, tricked, and demeaned, and thrown down, thrown down. The blood of Jesus is the only thing that can take a heart that's smutty, dirty, and then turn it clean. Jesus' blood is the only one. It's amazing how the blood is working for us. The blood is working for us so that you all that have desires on the phone tonight, guess what? The blood of Jesus, he's making it happen. He's making it happen right this moment.
Right.
And them that are listening, those that are incarcerated, those that are homeless, and those that are down and out, if your ears pent any kind of way, you that don't know God, the blood of Jesus have worked it out for you tonight. All you have to do is know that he's speaking to you through me. The blood of Jesus made that happen where we no longer ourselves, but it's the Christ who liveth within us. We're no longer trying to prove a point to anyone All we have to do is speak a word, because guess what? The Holy Spirit that speak it to our minds, speak it through our mouth, this instrument of expression through this body, it does the work. The words are so powerful. They give life unto the listeners. So the blood of Jesus has made us and confirmed us and conformed us into the very image of the Most High God. That's why people look at you and they get amazed. They have to stare. Yeah. Why? Because the light of the Lord, the non-physical man and woman inside of us, the hidden women and men of our hearts, God has covered us with the blood, and the anointing breaks the yoke off of people when we're in their presence. The blood of Jesus is still at work. It's turning it around. The prayers of the righteous for the young people, because it's some people praying for the young people that their minds change and their hearts change. Well, the blood of Jesus is causing that change to happen. And you're going to see a great turnaround. You're going to see some of them confess it on every panel, on every platform. They're going to be confessing how that they've come to understand that God is the only answer.
After the killing, after
the shooting, after the gang banging, after the carjack, after all of these things, these scams and frauds and all this kind of thing, people are going to start confessing that God is their all in all.
Yeah.
And they're going to start seeking people. They're going to start seeking us. They're going to seek us, saying, what must I do to be saved, really be saved. They're going to confess, I used to hear about God through my mama, through my auntie, and through the missionaries, and through the preachers at the church that I was. And they said, I want to know him now, because I've come just like the prodigal son. The blood of Jesus brought him back. The Bible said he was in the hall then, and he was going to eat the husks with the pigs. And the Holy Ghost spoke to his mind and said, get up and go home. You got somewhere to go. God, look at the blood of Jesus. Look how it's working for African-American people. We are 14% of the American population. We spend because of ignorance. We spend because of misconceptions of truth that we adapted to. We are the most spenders in America. We spend $1.7 trillion a year. Guess what we get out of it as a 14% part of the population? Guess what we get out of it? Not even $100 billion.
Nothing.
But look at what the blood of Jesus is doing. The blood of Jesus has taken little Arlo Washington and caused him to open up banks so that the world can see, my people, if you return to me, I'm going to bring that $1.7 trillion to you, your community. You'll have your coffee shop. You'll have your grocery store. You won't have to drive all the way over town. The blood of Jesus is still at work for us right now, turning things around in the earth. We're not to tell.
Yes, it is.
We're the head. We're the head.
Yeah.
And not to tell. Because of the blood sacrifice.
Amen.
If you believe, what did Jesus tell the disciples? He said, Peter, Bar-Jonas, he said, blessed because you seen and believe.
Yeah.
He said, but blessed are they who have not seen and yet believe. The blood of Jesus causes us to believe even though we didn't experience what the disciples experienced walking with him on the earth. But this one thing we all have in common, we all know that he is the Son of the true and living God. We know that he is the Christ. We know that if we call upon him, he's going to answer us. The blood of Jesus is still at work. That's why we can lay down at night and sleep good rest. And the Lord sustaineth us.
Good
work. Amen. You scripture come alive when you can look around. And that scripture comes, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. When you got the things that you need, you're able to maintain your responsibilities. You're able to be a blessing to someone else. You're able to make a difference in people's lives. The blood is at work when you do good. When you walk with the scripture, with the Spirit of God, the blood of Jesus is at work. Every time you stand up and tell somebody about Jesus, the blood of Jesus is at work. Every time you be a blessing, every time you aid somebody in a good way, every time you do something that's of a good report, the blood of Jesus is at work. And the blood of Jesus will not stop until we enter into the kingdom of God.
That's right.
The Holy Ghost got to present us into eternity for God. He got to carry us right there and drop
us
off.
That's right.
The blood of Jesus is still at work. Now, if you're on the line tonight and something looks like it's too hard for you, don't give up. If you're a child of God, don't doubt. You know God has brought you through more than once or twice. And he's still God. He's going to bring you through. Because he said, if you call on me, he said, if you draw near to me, I'll draw now to you. If you come, and he said, I won't turn you away. He said, but I'll receive you.
Yes.
The blood of Jesus is still at work. If anybody in your family is sick or shed in or somebody that's know, just speak a word. Because the blood of Jesus is at work. You may not get to them. Speak a word. The blood of Jesus is still at work. Say a prayer. Somebody come to you with a situation that's going on in their life that they can't handle. Just speak a word. A word of the Lord to them. And watch and see those things change between the time that they talk to you and the time they leave your presence. Now, to the believers, it's a new day for you. You're not going to have to tarry as long as you've been tarrying. Things are going to come quicker. You just think it according to the will of the Lord, and the Holy Spirit is going to embrace it, and it's going to come to pass. Whatever it is, rebellious children, rebellious husband, rebellious wife, all you got to do is now that you believe and you're totally persuaded that the blood of Jesus is at work, and you ain't got to worry about the fear to try to come through your conscience, because God has purged your conscience through the blood of Jesus. Walk on now like you've gotten over the hump that you were trying to get over to go into your greatest success and your greatest expectations of life. Go ahead on and dwell in that now, because the blood of Jesus is at work. God bless your souls. Hope something was said that would unify you closer to God.
Amen. 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 Let's give the Lord a hand for everybody. Amen. 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 I'm going to play the song. I feel like going on. And while that's being played, if anybody's out there would like prayer or want to come to Christ, you can give us a call at 845-241-9985 and give your life to God. Or if you want to speak to Reverend Ron or any of the ministers on the line, we'd be more than happy to have them contact you at letsdoitradio@gmail.com. But until we have someone on the line or you want to be in contact with us, we're going to play I Feel Like Going On, sung by Reverend Ronnie Marshall.
I feel like going on. Jesus, I feel like going on. Like a going on, going on for you, Jesus. I feel like going on, I feel like going on. Jesus, I feel like going on, like a going on, my.
what the end's gonna be. When all the my friends, they were so few, and my back was up against the wall, I didn't know what to do. Jesus, you came and yes, you did, and pulled me through. I feel like going on, going on to see what the end's gonna be. Going on to see what the end's gonna be. I feel like going on to the storm and rain. Jesus, you hold my hand. When I was falling, you lifted it up to stand. And I feel like going on. Jesus, I feel like going on. I like what's going on. Going on to see what the end's gonna be for me. I feel like going on for you, Jesus. When my life was sin, oh well, was sin. You met me, Jesus, you did, and you brought me in. You burst all my sins away. You changed my darkness, yes you did, to light a day. Jesus, I feel like going on mine. Going on to see what the end's gonna be.
Amen, amen. I feel like going on. I know many of us don't feel like going on, but with Christ and everything, he gives you the power to feel like going on. He will lift you up and take you through your trials and tribulations. And, you know, the Christ, Jesus Christ's blood still working for us. You know, we are covered. So you want to feel like going on. You want to feel like you just still have that power to go on. So we want to thank Reverend Ronnie Marshall for that word that he gave us today, taken from Hebrews 9:13 through 15. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Does anybody have any announcements that they'd like to give for today? We'll start with, we do have Reverend Carolyn on the line. Would you like to say anything, Reverend Carolyn, as far as if you have any announcements or anything?
I learned how to unmute this phone. Bless the Lord. Amen. Praise
amen.
God.
Amen.
Thank God for the word of encouragement. We know that is true. The blood is still working for us. Hallelujah. That
yeah.
blood is still strengthening us and healing us
amen.
And keeping us and empowering. It's doing what he sent it to do. And we know
yeah.
it's not
uh-huh.
going to come back on board. It's going to accomplish what he sent it for. So I thank God for the encouragement and just challenging, reminding us that it's still working.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Reverend Ryan.
Amen.
God bless you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Pastor Betty?
Amen, amen. Thank you, praise God, for that
mm-hmm.
word. Reverend Ron, always
mm-hmm.
enjoy it. I actually had a quick, just a huge thank you, Reverend Ron, because you said something right there in the middle of your message, and I messaged you on it because that word at one moment you fell into the prophetic realm, and I praise God for that because the word that you said, amen, was not just nigh unto us, but is now unto us, amen. And I said, well, praise God, amen. And that word was, you know, involving the young people. how even on a week I encountered a young lady who offered up an unsolicited testimony. And it encouraged my spirit. It encouraged me to continue to press on, to do what I'm doing for the Lord. Amen. And not be moved or disturbed by any other thing that may be going on around me. When this young person in his 30s, amen, came with a testimony that God had delivered her, amen, from a lifestyle of, unholiness, a lifestyle of being involved in things she shouldn't have been involved in, and how she's now leading her ministry prayer intercession team in her early 30s. So they're coming young. They're going to come younger and younger and younger because the blood of Jesus Christ is just moving in this earth, in this day, in this time, like never, ever before. He is still performing a mighty and an awesome work in his people. And in those people who think that, they may not feel like, Christ is moving in my life. His blood is not moving in my life. But, amen, if you would just a moment, to allow the Holy Spirit time to come in, amen, he will change in your life. He will make you brand new. She told me a picture this time last year compared to this time this year. I didn't recognize it. He will make you brand new. Amen. I can believe it was the same person. But God is moved by his spirit. He's prevalent in sin. He is working miracle signs and wonders. I think the sermon went forth a couple of weeks ago where his hand has not been shortened. Amen. His hand is still able to reach out and think his blood is still roaming the streets and cleansing and healing.
Yeah,
you got to
believe
that. It is now. Yeah. And we need to understand that is happening now in this earthly realm.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to have tag team if Apostle Chris wants to say anything, because he's one of those quiet background people, but we're going to have him come forth, and if he wants to say anything as well.
He is not in the room right now.
You always be sending him out.
He is not in
the
room right now. I am one of those radical soldiers for the Lord. I am so tired. Amen. Aren't we revolutionary? Amen. Sometimes
I have
to step aside
because
I'm radical.
Amen. That's too funny.
I don't want to know what to do. I'm going to give him what to do him. He's good, and he's good all the time. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Every time I call him, next time we have, well, next week we have service first Sunday, so we will hear from him, I'm sure. The announcements for this week are February the 28th. Miss Inez says let's talk about it, as well as on March the 2nd, Thursday. Miss Inez says let's talk about it. And we will have Bible study this Wednesday, and I'm going to be asking the women to also be prepared for Bible study. So I'm going to pull your name out the hat, so you might as well be ready for Bible study, ladies. So I'll be calling on Reverend Carolyn and Pastor Betty to also be leading Bible study, as well as Apostle Chris. So we give Reverend Ron a chance to sit back and listen as well, and also learn. So if I flip a coin for somebody, we may have a three-headed coin, I don't know what, but this Wednesday, somebody will be coming forth to be giving Bible study. So be prepared, because I'm going to be calling my sisters out there. So thank you. And then, as I was saying earlier, on March 5th, Sunday, with first Sunday communion service with Pastor Betty. Then at the Harvest World Ministry International, and you heard it earlier, being a radical for Christ. So, And she's a radical for Christ. And just in the background, you can imagine what she does in the foreground when she speaks. So we'll be looking forward to her speaking on first Sunday, March 5th. And that's at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. And as I was saying earlier, support Reverend Ronnie Marshall with all of his albums. He has 3 albums that I know of that are out. And with his new song out, Jesus Can Make You Whole, which you heard earlier. And so look forward to him releasing a video as well. And he's also coming out with a Netflix documentary, which I'll be looking forward to hearing more about from Reverend Lon. And if you want to sow a seed to Let's Do a Radio, you can do that. You can donate to Cash App, $ANAISEBALCOUR, Venmo at MZ-INEZ or through Zelle. And if you want to become a sponsor, email us at letsdoaradio@gmail.com. And then I want to give the worldwide congregation a round of applause for joining us today. I want to thank you because you guys make us and keep us going. So thank you. And I want to thank each and every one of you all for joining us and listening in to today's service with Reverend Ronnie Marshall on the Word. Jesus Christ's blood is still at work for us, and that's taken from Hebrews 9:13. Through 15. So if y'all have any topics you want to talk about, because we've had, oh goodness, on last Thursday, we talked to Reverend Ron, romance and finance. Boy, we had a good one. You guys have to come in because we'll have part 2 on this Tuesday. So we got to talking about a few things. We had Pastor Don, I think he was out of Arizona, and William J. As well. I don't know where he was from, but they were on the line, and we had a very, very, very interesting, Miss Inez says, let's talk about it on Thursday, romance and finance. So we went deep into the mountains and the canyons of the Grand Canyon, talked about the pyramids and the love. It was interesting. So you all never know what we may talk about on our Tuesdays and Thursdays. So you all be missing out. So please join us because you don't know what you may hear. So thank you all for joining us. For who does join us, and tell a friend, bring a friend, and don't be shy to come in on in the chat room and talk to me as well. So there's many ways to talk to me, get in touch with me, get a hold of me, text, the chat room, call in 845-241-9985. And if you didn't hear it this time, you can always hear it again at www.blogtalkradio.com/letsdoaradio if you miss an episode, so you can catch up, so you'll know what we're going to be talking about. Because, hey, you just never know. We had a good one. We had a good one. And Brother Eddie was on the line as well. So we want to thank each and every one of you again for coming out and joining us. If you have something on your chest, don't let it stay there, but you can always bring it forth, and we can talk about it because you never know. It sparks more communication. It just sparks more, more interest, and then more people join in, and then next thing you know, we have a room full of intellects and people wanting to learn about the things that are going on. So thank you again, each and every one of you, for joining us. And like I said, we could be discussing one of your topics. And so, is there anybody else want to have anything to say before I give my closing?
Sonia, this is Pastor Betty with Harvest Home Ministries. I want to say for anyone who may be on the call in or around the Little Rock listening area, just want to let you all know that we will be out feeding the less fortunate on next Saturday. We'll start feeding at 3 p.m. And we will be feeding from set up across from the Salvation Army downtown at Markham and Cross. Oftentimes, a lot of people like to volunteer. They like to be able to witness and share the good news of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And let them know that he is able. God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly.
Always able.
Anything that we could ask or think.
according, you know, to the power that is in him, worketh in us. Mm-hmm. And so that's an opportunity. People may say, I never have an opportunity to witness to anyone. Well, this is an opportunity to share your gift, and that ought to be one of witnessing to others, sharing the good news. Again, that's next Saturday at, the feeding will start at 3 o'clock p.m. We will deliver spiritual food as well as physical food here in the Little Rock area. If anyone would like to observe how it is conducted or would like to be a part of it, please do reach out to me, either through Ms. Sister or Inez or Reverend Ron. We're all in the Little Rock area. Amen. I want to invite you out.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
But you guys need to go to Harvest World Ministries International. That's where you can find Pastor Betty and Apostle Chris Bennett. So if you all want to volunteer, please reach out to them either through me at letshearradio@gmail.com or text me if you're in the area and just want to say, hey, I'm in the Little Rock area and I'd love to help. So there's always a way to serve the Lord and to help others as well. So thank you, Pastor Betty, for that announcement. Any other announcements? Okay. I have been your hostess for the evening. I'm Ms. Inez, CEO and fashion designer of On Ice Aqua Design. And the thought of the evening, when you have unintentionally or intentionally wronged somebody and hurt them, there is no salvation or freedom in beating yourself up over it. Do the work to free yourself from over-identifying with your mistakes as if they were, as if they are you. Every time these memories visit you, whisper the antidote in your mind. Please forgive me. I forgive myself. I wish you well. I wish myself well. Thank you all for joining us. We will now have the benediction by Reverend Ronnie Marshall, and then we will have a closing song, The Power of the Resurrection. It's in your hands, Reverend Ron.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for all of those that participated in this service on tonight.
Thank you.
All of the listeners. Mm-hmm. But bless the participants, Lord. Bless them for their faithfulness and their dedication to you. Let them see and rejuvenate their spirit within, that you are with them and that you see them and you admire what they're doing, imitating the true and living God, his ways, his attributes. Let your blood, Lord, let your blood polish their expectations into reality. Let your blood, Lord, cleanse them, and let your blood heal them within and without in the name of Jesus. Then those that are lost, give them a mind to come into you and serve you. Give them a mind, Lord, to come over on your side and stay in the name of Jesus. And as Pastor Bennett and Dr. Lula and Pastor Chris and Pastor Williams and Sister Inez, as they be about their business, Lord, then let them be about your business in the name of Jesus. Continue to confirm their works. Continue to confirm their words. Let not what they speak fall to the ground, but confirm it in the name of Jesus. Oh God, and the listeners into the radio station, Lord, bring in the provision. Bring in more than enough in the name of Jesus. And thy people everywhere, cause them, Lord, to understand that they're not alone, but that you are there with them, strengthening them, enlightening them. Those that sit in darkness shall see great light because of your spirit, because of your blood. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you, everyone.
Life has given us so many turns, and there was no out. But thank God for the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It makes everything happen in life, all of the good success. Y'all listen to it.
joining us. Have a pleasant evening until we meet again on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then first Sunday. Be safe and love one another. Amen. Amen. And amen again.